My mother was such a strong person.
Yeah.
She was like the taskmaster, the disciplinarian, and she gave us a lot of emotional support, but at the same time, you know, we got a lot of things shoved down our throats. So I think in Saturday night, I really went at it, and I really got it out of my system, and it provided a lot of healing between she and I. But after that book, you know, like, I'm from a real small town, you know, he was so small, yeah. People were, like, going at her, you know, kind of like, using my book against her. So she said, now what am I going to say to these people? So I said, you know, you just got to say, and I didn't come to it right away. You know, I told her at first, well, you just throw your drink on their head and punch them, because she's just a really tough lady. And she said, okay, I'm going to do that. But then I said, just tell them one response is, my daughter has an imagination. Now, this is a work of fiction. This is a work of the imagination. You know, like, you guys need to stop being so literal. And these were a lot of educated people that were just really kind of attacking her. But she took it on the chin, and then so I decided, like, okay, I'm going to lay off a little while. You know, kind of just do other things and just see where my writing will take me. And it has taken me into this kind of exploration of the father-daughter dynamic a little bit more. But, you know, I don't go back to it and understand it. But I think every book that I write, I am attempting to heal something. You know what I mean? Heal some kind of fracture. Attempting to create dialogue between people. And I guess I don't set out to do it intentionally, but I know that I'm taking care of myself. And so whatever people get from it, but I know in my own life and my own family, it's created a lot of dialogue. It's created a lot of openness. You know, things that they didn't know that I had felt or that I had taken so hard, or things that they think I didn't remember, I remember, you know, that they did for me that were wonderful. So the books have been good for us.